Good morning. Today is Mother's Day, and it was 100 years ago that the second Sunday in May was officially declared a day to honor all mothers in the United States. However, mothering, motherhood cannot be simply and neatly defined, as we women know. And as a matter of practicing the sensitivity and compassion of Christ, let's consider the wide spectrum of mothering. So to those who gave birth this year for their first child, we celebrate you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experienced loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointment, we walk with you. Please forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder for you than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who have lost their mothers this year, we grieve with you. To those who experienced abuse at the hand of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who have aborted children, we remember them and you on this day. To those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we mourn that life has not turned out the way that you longed for it to be. To those who step-parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. To those who envisioned lavishing love on grandchildren, yet the dream is not to be, we grieve with you. To those who have emptier nests in the upcoming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors within our midst. We remember you. Let's pray together. For our mothers who have given us life and love, that we may show them reverence and love, we pray to the Lord. For those who long to become mothers, but have encountered disappointment, we pray to the Lord. For mothers who have lost a child through death, that their family may give them hope and their family and friends support them and console them, we pray to the Lord. For women, though without children of their own, who like mothers have nurtured and cared for us, we pray to the Lord. For mothers who have been unable to be a source of strength, who've not responded to their children and have not sustained their families, we pray to the Lord. Loving and gracious God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your people. We ask that you would bless us this day and strengthen us, that we may give the same love, nourishment, and support and good care to one another. May we be an example of faith and love. The love that we receive from you that is without ties, without strings, unconditional love. Grant that we, your sons and daughters, may always honor one another and show a spirit of profound respect. We ask that you grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us turn our hearts toward worship.